You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network.
Welcome to the Two Old Dolphins Podcast, a proud member of the Dolphin Talk Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Alex Symes and me, Scott Quiggle. Hello and welcome back. Here we are again, Alex, ready for another podcast, another week.
Another week, another victory. It was nice.
A victory.
Well, it's another victory for me. This is the second time we beat Bill Belichick, Mr. Tua. You know what his record is against him?
2-0.
2-0?
Yeah. Think about it for a second.
Tua has never lost to Mr. Belichick.
Yeah, because Fitz lost the first game last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah, I was worried because that, you know, 2 years ago, none of us could be surprised about how he came out of the gate, right? Last year, team didn't really look ready.
No.
This year, we did.
We still didn't look that ready.
We didn't look good, but we won, right?
We won.
So.
And we only get better as the season goes on. Yeah,
that's
Dolphin
trademark.
That's been our trademark under Flores. We get better and better and better.
We have young people. Mm-hmm. They're getting the system. And that, I think that's part of what we really like about Flo.
Yeah.
He's constantly getting, you know, improvement from his team.
Getting 100% effort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get into the Patriots game, what's going on with you, man?
Nothing.
Anything new this week?
No, nothing. I mean, since Sunday, I'm still in cloud nine, whatever. And still so happy. I mean, guys.
Well, we watched this game together, and
you
were not on cloud nine during the game.
Well, there was things that I didn't like, and we're going to cover those. But at the end of the day, a W in the NFL, it's awesome.
Especially on the road at one of your rivals in your division.
And sitting and we talked about it when we saw the game with Pittsburgh and the Bills, and we were like, oh man, I mean, Pittsburgh was shut out in the first half. And we were watching that. And then the second half, we saw Pittsburgh starting to come alive and that defense, tenacious. And when they won that game, first thing I told you is, we win, we're in first place alone.
That's right.
And there we were. Right. There we are.
I mean, we were watching the Jets get
beat. Oh, yeah.
You know,
they were getting
by their former
clobbered.
Quarterback.
Yeah, they came back in the second half. But
yeah. That should we mention the name that cannot be mentioned again?
Well, I won't mention
just
it.
Another,
just one more time.
Another sign that, you know, when a quarterback leaves the coaching of Adam Gase, they get better.
Apparently, Robbie Anderson felt pretty happy about that.
Uh-huh.
He did the little jet thing as he scored.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was pretty funny.
Against the Jets.
Yep. Yeah.
Former Jet against the Jets, doing the jet thing on the way to the end zone.
So we're first place alone, man. I mean, what a way to start the year. It can't get any better.
So, yeah. Well, I talked about last week being part of that band. And, you know, we did our show at the party. There were 60, 70 people there. You kind of had two views of the people, one to the left, like just stacked deep all the way through the dining room.
Awesome.
And then one to the front in the front of the house with a stairway that goes up. And they were on the stairs and they were on the balcony. And it was like doing a show at a weird old theater or something. You know, the place was jammed and people were singing and we were rocking out and it was awesome. I walked out of it thinking that was the most fun I've had in a long time. You know, I felt good about how I played. I felt good about how the other guys played. And looking at recordings and stuff, they're just cell phone recordings. They're not quality recordings, but I'm like, holy crap.
Pretty cool.
I look better than I thought.
Well, I was dying to go, Scott, but it was my son, Alejandro, we call Hondo, his birthday was actually yesterday. But On Saturday, he came over with a couple of his friends, and we were watching the Hurricane game. And after that, we kept having a couple of drinks, and they left Raleigh around 8:30. Yeah. And that's what I figured by the time I got out there.
It was about right when we went on.
Right when you went on.
Yeah.
But I really was really happy for you, because there's something I know that means a lot to you. And by the way, belated happy birthday, Hondo. I know you'll be listening here later on, but it's just, I'm so proud of the kid, man. He's done so great.
I tried to get him to come here today, and he's still doing birthday activities.
I call him kid. You know, he's like 32, you know, whatever.
So that's my thing.
Awesome.
Yep. And that's your thing and Hondo's things.
Yeah.
So let's get into the game. Let's get into the Patriots game.
Let's go for it.
All right. So the first play of the game. It was just that. List the things that you were worried about prior to the game. Offensive line and run defense.
Run defense.
Yep.
Offensive
first
line.
Play the game, what happens?
35 yards.
Yep.
But you know, Scott, after that, we basically shut him out. I mean, I shut him out, but we slowed him down. They got 35 yards on that run. After that, they averaged 3.1 yards.
I don't
yard.
Even feel like we slowed him down.
But we did 3.1 yard.
Yeah, that's which is 4, which is not horrible.
It's way below
it
4.
It was, you know, in hindsight, it was the very definition of bend don't break day.
Yeah, the numbers are terrible. You know?
Because
yeah.
they gained tons of yards. They made their way to near the red zone, seemed like, on every drive. I didn't see them punting very much. But the defense got tough every time they got close and made some good plays and, you know, all those things. So.
And you're a big fan of not taking the of deferring to the second half, right?
I don't have a preference. And honestly, it really depends where you're playing and who you're playing. Flo does it every single time he wins. Every single time.
He's a defensive mind coach, and he wants to see his defense set the tempo immediately. I'm as we call ourselves, two old Dolphins. I'm from the old school where I saw the Dolphins always take the ball and jam it down your throat.
Yeah, I like to start things out with the first punch. If you're in a fight, right, and you land the first punch,
you're
sending a big,
powerful
message. That's right.
Yeah, well, we don't seem to do that. But anyway, it is what the way Flo's defense. Yeah, he wants his defense out there kicking ass.
Yeah. So despite that big run against us and everything, defense held and they did not score.
Yeah, the second play was a 3-yard run. There you go, the 3 yards, then a 6-yard, and then 1 yard. I mean, that's it. We did well, you know. Yeah.
So we get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And first play is what hookup?
Yeah, the Alabama hookup.
The
Alabama.
I think we'll be talking about that this year. Even more than I expected, you know.
I wanted Waddle to be targeted a little bit more than he was. But that first target was brilliant, 17 yards, boom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're looking at the drive, we want to make some insightful comments about it. I would say this was the RPO drive.
The whole drive was RPO, yes.
So yeah. that was interesting that we went right down the field, scored, Tua runs it in, 7-0.
But also,
even when he faked everyone out, even the cameraman was faked out on
that
play.
But before you get into that, you know, he ran, I think I have it here, 1, 2, 3, like 2 or 3 straight no huddles. And like that really set the tempo. I mean, we were attacking, we were aggressive. We were RPOing the hell out of it. It was a perfectly run drive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. It was exciting.
Yes.
The defense came back out and forced a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
The route is on.
My prediction is going to come true.
Yep.
I said we were going to win this walking away, that we're, you know, going to get an early lead, and the only time that they would ever come, you know, even come close to making it respectable was in the fourth quarter. Well, that certainly didn't happen. It was a nail biter the whole damn game, you know. But at this moment, I'm feeling great. And then we come out and we do 3-and-out. And it was actually like a move backwards, a 2-a-sack. It was, the whole thing was, you know, pretty ugly, and it pretty much remained ugly for most of the first half at this point.
And he threw an incomplete pass to Gesicki.
And which was nice. That was like his only target of the day?
No, actually, later on, well, I'm sure we're going to cover it. Gasecki had a chance to catch the ball twice, and Tua got intercepted.
Oh, that, yeah.
So I think he got targeted twice. This one and that other one, yeah.
Yeah, you know, honestly, even more than the jokes that we made in the off season, even more than the things that we worried about, I am absolutely hating the two offensive coordinator thing. Because I want someone to blame for bad play calling. I want someone to blame a credit.
Yeah, when they do good.
For
when they
doing
do well.
Good. And
when
I'm
they
like,
do well.
Right. Mm-hmm. So who are they alternating drives? Did one guy, you know, call that first drive with all the RPOs and another guy call the three and out with the sack? And
I want to know who called the first drive on this, in this half and the first half, the first drive in
the second half.
Half.
That's right.
Is that the same guy? That's my man.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we don't know. And that sucks.
Well, it's going to suck more when we talk about the last drive, but in this half. But let me save that for you. Okay,
Oh yeah, we're going to get there. We're not there yet.
The Pats get the pelota, and they.
Yeah, and then I was worried about Waddle for a second because he dropped a crucial first down.
That wasn't the easiest. I think Tua could have made it easier for him. He should have had it. The old golden rule: if it touches your hands, you got to catch it. But Waddle, that's his only mistake that I saw that he made.
I did skip ahead, a defensive possession, and this is the first time of many times that I commented, "We're giving this kid way too much time. We are not putting pressure
zero
on a rookie quarterback's first game. If you're gonna get in the head and force mistakes of any quarterback, you got to get pressure on him, but none more so than a rookie playing his first NFL game, right? So very worried about the pressure and the early defensive scheme and somewhat of, just not taking those shots at a rookie early on. Same principle as punching someone in the face, right?
You keep today. You're making all these like aggressive stuff, man. Throwing the first punch.
I was pretty angry earlier at USAA.
Punches in the face. Yeah, I know.
I got my dander all up. I realized I had not taken my my blood pressure medicine.
You
got
to shoot
my
first.
My wife heard me swearing like crazy every time I was on hold. She's like, "You need to go outside."
Yeah, man. You need to
get away from the kids with that mouth.
I mean, these aggressive analogies of yours is pretty interesting, but jeez.
Well, it's the same thing though. You want to knock a kid around like that early.
Yeah, knock the kid around.
You know, get him worried. Get him. You know, give him a little owie.
Yeah.
Somebody has to deal with
extra. Push around that Alabama boy.
Interesting. So, I can't complain about the defense too much because ultimately they really delivered for us.
The defense played their tail off, man. There's things that we're going to get into some numbers later on. But I think overall the defense played very well. Bend, don't break, like you said. We got to be happy. It's only going to get better for us, I believe, when we do somehow manufacture a better pass rush.
Yeah. Our next defensive possession, I had some commentary I wanted to call out. Just a superb defensive play by McCourtney. The very last instant, doing that super surge forward, knocking the pass down that would have been, a big play at a minimum.
Well,
potentially even a touchdown. This is the series where you and I were absolutely furious at the refs. And we were hoping that Flores even sent the film of Robert Sack into the NFL.
That would have been one of our. Yeah. We only have one sack. We would have had two. They would have allowed that one.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been another drive ender and taking them out of field goal range and all that stuff. And
one thing about Flo, man, he
and
does.
As a result, the Pat ends up scoring. So.
Yeah, but one thing about Flo, he does stick up for his boys, doesn't he?
He does.
He's, man.
He gets pretty pissed on the sideline.
He gets pissed on the sideline.
They don't, I wish we had a flow cam in the upper right-hand corner, you know, of the screen where we could watch the game, but anytime we wanted, we could go look up and see what Flo was doing.
You know, and along with your, your today violent nature that you have today, we've said it before, Flo can kick ass on every other coach in the NFL.
Well, our former coach, Campbell, still looks
Campbell,
like
I think he'll
monster.
They'll knock Campbell out.
Okay.
He's a tough man. Flo's
Campbell's
a,
bigger, taller.
Yeah, Flo. Flo knock him down and kick his butt.
More muscles.
Flo's a beast, man.
He is a beast.
He's a beast. But, okay, so yeah. But where were we in Wish Drive?
You know, I was talking about that defensive drive.
Oh, yes.
You know, where they ended up scoring, and we were all really pissed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were saying about our safety, and, you know, what's interesting is, Pro Football Focus has three of our safeties in
Uh-oh.
The top.
I got to warn all you listeners. Here we go.
Yeah.
We've always referred to Pro Football Focus on stats that we've seen from other people, you know, on Twitter, in articles, in writing, and, you know, analysis, all that stuff. We bought a PFF.
Yeah.
And Alex has been swimming in it.
It's so much fun because it's like, you know, and their numbers are interesting because they don't rate things statistically like, you know, the guy with the most sacks is number one or, you know, most defended passes. It's more, you know, really the plays, when a person, how many runs they defend, how many passes how many sacks are done because of the scheme or is it because you beat your man? So it really gets 600 analysts out there. Breaking down all these plays. And when they did, they rated three of our safeties in the top 13.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yes.
But what number one, the rookie.
Which is such, it gives me goosebumps.
I mean, number one for us. He was number four in football.
Yeah.
Holland.
Goosebumps.
The man you it's incredible because the kid did play and that hit
and
that he did.
And it gave us a visual highlight. Mm-hmm. To completely sending the running back for a 360 spin through the air. That was mm-hmm. fantastic. I saw, I don't know whether it was a Herald photographer or I don't remember. I want to give credit, but my memory sucks. So
my man, Al Diaz.
I don't think it was.
Al Diaz. I looked at some of his pictures. Yeah. He has some great ones today.
But somebody captured that in the exact moment.
Amazing.
You know, where he's upside down and mm-hmm. Holland's, you know, coming through him and everything. I was like, holy crap, what an amazing picture.
I saw it. Yeah, I think you send it to the group or something. But it's really mm-hmm. a hell of a shot. But he was rated number four. Number 12, who do you think it is? Is it Rowe or is it McCourty?
I'll say Rowe.
Nope.
It was McCourty.
Yeah.
It was a total guess.
And by the way, a prop to his brother. He's number 11. Kind of interesting. And row number 13. I mean, how the hell can you complain having three top 15, top 13?
Can you imagine? Safeties? I mean, the broadcasters even who we were supremely annoyed with.
Oh, they're idiots.
Yesterday, but they or yesterday, 2 days ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
but they did mention one thing that had me thinking, which was, you know, allegedly. There's a lot of smack talk going between the two brothers. You know, and I can only imagine what that was. Two alpha males brothers who can, yeah. I mean, it's like when the Watts go against each other, probably. So
that's got to be so much fun to listen in on that, huh?
Yes. You know, it made me wish that I could hear some of that. I bet it would be vastly entertaining.
Super entertaining.
To hear that. Mm-hmm. So. So, yeah, you know, I've been jumping around a little too much. I didn't take notes in my normal way. But there were a few more shout-outs I wanted to give. We began to see a little bit of pressure. I think we shifted the scheme and the way we were pass rushing a little bit. And we saw Ogba end a drive by knocking down a pass. You know, key, critical stuff, too. And as well as he got one holding call against him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I began to watch him because every time they were dropping back into that into that passing situation, Ogba was getting there, and for that one hold, I bet you there was at least five.
Well,
if not more.
Pro Football Focus has Ogba number 10 for the week. And that's to me
best defensive
the 10th best defensive end. And that's for me, that's and by the way, it had Rousseau and it also had Phillip in that group.
Yeah, well, let's mention Phillip. At this point, we were both observing that the one thing that we didn't see in preseason, we wanted to see.
We saw.
And Flo even talked about. We know that he's good with fingers in the dirt. We wanted to work him out in the other aspects of being a linebacker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the practice that you saw, the games that we saw, we didn't see him much with his fingers in the dirt rushing the passer.
Well, we saw it. Yeah.
We saw it. And zero. So all that hope we had on the rookie didn't pan out in this game, which doesn't mean we're giving up on him. It's only one game. It's his first game ever. But, it wasn't the dream situation that we were hoping for.
Yeah, he basically was in on, I believe, let me see, I think it's like 22 snaps, which was 37% of our total defensive plays. Mm-hmm. And he had 0-0-0-0. There wasn't really much of an impact. Let's hope that gets better. And there, I heard that our defensive coordinator today said that we were going to unleash him in the Buffalo game. I don't know what that means, but hopefully it means he's going to dominate and kick.
Okay, so he was wearing a leash during the Patriots game?
Thank God they're going to take that thing off.
Jeez.
No wonder he didn't get it. He didn't make a play.
Maybe they strapped a bunch of weights to his ankles and his back and stuff and said, this game you're going to have to work extra hard, and the next game we're going to take him off. Well, who knows? I don't even know what that means when a coach says that. That's ridiculous.
But it's cool that at least he acknowledges.
Does it mean he's going to play more
plays? Here's what I'm thinking, man. It's actually cool that they're acknowledging that this kid is – there's something, you know, not you, 37%. Okay, maybe because we were running the ball so much. I mean, that we were – New England was running the ball so much. I don't know. But
– yeah, as the linebacker slash end, part of his job is contain on run plays, right? So,
but the linebacker that actually started – I don't even know, but
how did Van Ginkle compare?
I didn't see him enlisted, but Scarlett ended up number 6 in the entire NFL.
Holy Moses!
Yeah,
he
rated very,
now that
very well.
I would not have guessed.
Yeah,
I mean, I saw him make a play or two, but it was not such that I would have said, you know, he's having a stellar day.
Now, I mean, and defense, when you talk about the Dolphin defense, you think of what? You think of our corners, right? Our corners can excel.
Howard remains to be.
You just mentioned the highest rated Dolphin.
Yes.
Surprise. It's Howard is the guy that said, pay me. Thank God they paid him.
Our best player last year is still our best player this year.
For the record, in our podcast, Two Old Dolphins, we wanted Howard to get paid.
Yeah,
we wanted him back. I think, you know, there's a reason why here they rated him number 4. And by the way, Needham, number 19, Jones, number 22. So, I mean, our corners is our strength. And they're playing like it. That's a cool thing to see.
The defensive backfield is our strength.
Mm-hmm.
That's inclusive of corners and safeties.
Oh, our safeties are very good, especially what we're seeing with Holland now.
Holland is clearly our best rookie right now.
Clearly. Clearly. So. Yes. Yes.
And I certainly want to see him get his shots this season. So I think there's some picks coming, if he's making hits like that, there's going to be some fumbles. There's going to be some,
it's going to be awesome.
Exciting. It's so much potential.
And interceptions.
You know, Roberts seemed to be everywhere and making some hits and some plays.
Yeah, Roberts, we loved him because when he hits, we can hear it on the TV as it comes right
through. Talked about that last year.
Yeah, he was rated the 54th best, and Baker 79.
And this was one of the things that I would poo-poo PFF on last year because he continuously had those ratings, you know, in the 50s or 60s or whatever. And I'm like, but I see him making an impact on the field. With big hits,
Well, we also saw him get burned, and that's what they're looking at, you know. Yeah. But anyway.
Your overall contribution from a strategic standpoint and blah, blah, blah.
Makes so much sense. I really like that.
Yep. No, it's really interesting, and it's worth talking about. So,
So we're still
whether we agree with it or we don't.
Well, we're still in the first half, right? I mean, what's the score?
Yeah, we're coming to the end of it.
The field goal.
Right.
And then the touchdown by New England after the penalty, after the roughing on Roberts and our boy.
The BS Roberts. Yes.
Penalty. Yeah. And then the field goal by Miami. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that drive.
That drive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it started with a throw to Waddle, which, of course, is exciting, mm-hmm. that I believe should have been 6 points, but he underthrew it.
Yes.
Waddle had to put the brakes on a little, mm-hmm. and the corner caught up to him. And, you know, it wasn't a wide enough angle view to determine really whether the safety was going to get there or not, if he had caught it full stride. But, man, you know, A, it was a good – I can't pick on Tua too much because it was a good enough pass. He didn't
come to
a stop and jump for the ball, right? But he had to slow down to adjust to it. And with probably about a stride and a half over that corner, there is no way if he'd caught that full stride. It had been laid out to his fingertips that he wouldn't have gone for six mm-hmm. on that, which is what I'm dying to see it. I honestly feel like I have not seen a perfectly thrown long ball for six from a Dolphin. And I can't even remember when. Maybe, you know, I know Fitz threw some touchdown passes last year and Waddle threw touchdown passes. But none of those perfect guys streaking down the sideline,
smokes
his coverage, mm-hmm. it drops next right
week.
On his hands,
next
and
week,
he goes.
Next week we're going to see it.
That's your call.
We got Mr. Fuller. We have Waddle. We have Wilson, who needs to be targeted more than once.
Yes, we need to get him the ball.
But we got, you know, we talk about targets and all these things in this game.
It's the same skill set.
But we need to get more plays. I mean, 50 plays is not enough. You know, that's.
Well, there's. I can't. Again, part of it is the bend, don't break defense, right? We're leaving them on the field too long.
And our offense.
But we did give our offense some extra chances with turnovers, mm-hmm. so that's the good side of the defense.
And we won the turnover battle.
We kept doing three and outs.
You know, in this game overall, and then we'll get back to this drive, which is crucial.
Right.
The two keys to winning any football game is usually time of possession and turnovers. We won one, lost the other. Time of possession was held easily by New England. Mm-hmm. I think we had 23, they had like 37. But the bottom line is the turnover, we got them 2-1. And penalties, we were penalized quite often for a Flores team, which is usually very well coached and very little penalties.
Yeah, it seemed like both teams.
Both teams, but I think that could have been a result, you know, first game of the season.
Yeah, of course.
All that stuff. But
everyone's shaking out their rust.
We still did very well in all those events. But anyway, back to this mystical drive.
Including the refs.
Yeah.
Rusty.
Yeah. Rusty.
Yep.
So there's a two-minute warning, and the score at this point is what?
It is 10-7, I believe.
Mm-hmm. 10-7.
Yep.
Yeah. So then what happens?
Patriots are winning.
Yep.
So, I mean, I have some four-letter words in my notes. Mm-hmm. I was not happy. So we march Brissett out to get that first and short on a QB sneak.
He runs 2 yards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And being, you know, if the two of them are standing next to each other, it is very clear in size why you would pick one over the other to quarterback sneak up the middle.
Okay, before you get to that, you know how much time was left?
My final comment is complete shit clock management.
Okay. Well, let's start analyzing this.
You want to go through it.
Yeah. Because there was a minute 45 left in the half. We're down 10-7.
Uh-huh.
And we, you know, have a 3rd-and-1. And we bring Brissett in. We both kind of going, oh, God, no. But he quarterback sneaked it because we don't have really a legitimate power back. Brown, if you want to consider that, and everybody talks about that. So it makes sense. And
yeah,
also with our line.
Size and force and everything.
And with our line that doesn't put a big push, taking that ball and just falling forward makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, Brady made a living doing that.
In the end, I don't have a problem with that.
No problem. That was actually, we then Brissett stays on the damn field. Yeah, continue.
Yeah. Well, that's the part that all of us were like, what the hell are they doing? It's 1st-and-10, and he's standing back there barking, and the clock is ticking down, mm-hmm. and it's ticking down and it's ticking down. And he's like, I'm sitting there thinking, they got the first down, right? I was questioning myself. This is the type of thing where you try to draw someone's offsides mm-hmm. in order to get the first down, mm-hmm. right? Or versus going out in a kicking formation or a punting formation, you're trying to get that, you know. Even on fourth down, you do stuff like
now
that.
Remember,
but this is first down. I'm like, what? Do they not want to score a touchdown?
And what does the announcer
what
say?
What are they doing?
The announcer makes the famous comment, at least in my mind, it was famous. It was famous because it was so freaking
infamous.
Infamous. Yes. He comes out and says, well, the Dolphins are trying to run down the clock. Run out the clock.
And why would you do that?
Why?
When you're outside the 20. Don't you want a touchdown?
Well, we successfully did that, and we took it down to 56 seconds, and we got a penalty for whatever it was, motion, whatever it was, time, delay of game.
Oh, yeah. Well, we thought it was delay of game.
It looked like it was with 1 second left.
But he actually did call timeout with 1 second left, but somebody on the line moved, and so they called it a motion or illegal something.
Yeah, it was
so
a false start with, like, basically no time.
Yeah.
But it was basically at 56 seconds, 56, it was a minute 45, at the 56-second mark, we get a penalty on Davis for a false start.
Honestly, I was too – we should have gone back and really analyzed that and rewatched to see, you know, when he called timeout versus when the guy moved, like actual game film, to see if the refs were just – I don't know.
Who cares?
There were moments where
but
that
who
I
cares
thought,
about
why
the
would
ref?
You even call that?
Who cares
it's
about
ridiculous.
The
It's ridiculous.
The thing is, when
no,
we,
you're right. It's really about time.
It's all yeah.
And not wanting to score a touchdown. Why don't you want to score a touchdown there, Dolphins? You're not trying.
That's what I like you. I like you aggressive like that.
I was yelling then. I'm yelling now. I'm getting myself all up in a dander.
Because they're
again.
Freaking. I mean, and now that's what the part that we would like to know who the coordinator was, so we could
yes.
say
they decided with a minute and a half left that they wanted to get a field goal.
They played for the field goal. Yeah, they did that. They actually played
for
the field
goal. No, you settle for a field goal if you can't get the touchdown.
Then because...
Stupid.
Now, here's the thing.
Stupid strategy.
So we got the penalty, right? And how much time was left?
I don't know. I don't
okay, we got the penalty. And 56
which
seconds.
Which also took 10 seconds off.
It took,
because
we elected had,
yes, and
not to
another
lose the timeout.
Idiotic comment from... Mm-hmm. The announcers and everything, that just put me over the edge completely. The Dolphins have elected not to use a timeout to preserve the 10 seconds. They wanted to lose 10 more seconds.
Okay.
And I looked at you. I'm like, wait a minute. How many timeouts do we have?
We had three.
We had all three of our timeouts.
We had all three of our timeouts.
Why would... 10 seconds is at least an extra play. Take a shot at the corner of the end zone, jerks.
10 seconds in the NFL is minimum of two plays.
Yeah. Well,
okay? Minimum.
Yeah. If they're passes, if they're sideline, if they're quick, if, you know, whatever.
Two plays.
But yes.
You're going to get two plays.
You can easily
do that. Tua was letting go of the ball in 2.56 seconds.
Mm.
Okay? Let's say you throw the ball. It travels through the air, what, a second? Somebody catches it, you call timeout.
You know, I watched.
Come on, man.
I watched the Monday morning press conferences, mm-hmm. but I didn't watch the post game press conferences. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, what kind of media do we have out there these days? I mean,
is Armando not allowed?
No, he's like not there or something.
Yeah, they're not allowing.
They don't
him, man.
Ask hard questions.
I mean, this question here.
Why did you do that? It doesn't. What were you thinking? Why did you with a minute and a half? Say, we're going to get a field goal here and not even try for a touchdown.
There was no attempt. There wasn't even a shot at the end zone. I'm trying to look here. We had the runoff, and then we had That's where the Wilson pass. That was the shot on the end zone.
Yeah.
That was the
Wilson
pass.
That was perfectly defended. I thought that was a touchdown.
I thought Tua could have gone, like, you know, we discussed it at the time, maybe an inch or two more.
Yeah.
But, geez,
if
you know what?
The ball had just two,
guys,
3 inches
sometimes,
more, maybe.
Sometimes, Scott, you got to
give. That's asking a lot.
You got to give credit to the opponent, man.
Yeah, that
sometimes
was
sometimes the opponent made a hell of a
he was beat.
This is not a Mickey Mouse team that we beat, okay?
Of course. Of
this
course
is a,
especially on defense.
Especially on defense. And their offensive line.
Right.
Their offensive line.
Which explains somewhat why we couldn't get pressure out of our normal, you know,
scheme. God, can't wait for us to get a line like that, but okay.
Yes, I know. We haven't had one in a million years. Mm-hmm. So,
So we decided to go for a 48-yard field goal.
At least Sanders is automatic.
Because Tua was sacked. That's the only problem. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Sanders is the best. And we only got to get him more opportunities, but that's enough.
Yes, we do. Even if we can't poke it into the end zone, getting down to that area.
One field goal attempt. Come on. That's.
It shows how, other than the two drives that we loved, how bad our offense is.
Our offense needs to improve, and it better improve quickly for next week.
But, we have so many weapons. We have so many opportunities. So we have to ask ourselves, what is it about our offense? And I think it's a pretty obvious answer, mostly. What is it about our offense that that causes us to, you know, be good on two drives and pretty damn lousy the rest of the day?
You obviously know that these drives are probably pretty well scripted, it seems like.
Certainly the first drive of the game and the first drive coming out of the half.
So is it that once they have to get into a little more game management, we're not quite there yet?
An argument that takes place on every play in a coaching booth somewhere? I put in that. Well, somebody needs to make a decision. The clock's dropping now.
We scripted it. That's what happened on the Bissett play for sure. We get him out. No, lead him in. Okay, what do we do? What do we? Let's take the 10 seconds run off. Look, the drive in the second half was a piece of work. I mean, it was art, man. I mean, Tua starts off with Gaskin busting out for just 2 yards. But then, after an incomplete pass and all
that. Throwing to Gaskin on this drive as well.
Tua hit Parker for 30 yards. And Parker, guys, we got to give a little prop to Parker here. You know,
He was money on those slants.
And he went for that 50-50 ball and grabbed it.
Yeah, yeah. Crucial. Absolutely crucial catch.
Crucial.
Yep.
But when you look at him, Parker.
I was immediately concerned with him getting too cute, drumming out the Wildcat for a couple of plays with Brown behind center. Mm. I was like, oh no, they're going to mess up all the good that they've done so far. But, it was shades of the year my father passed away, I remember. Mm-hmm. Listen, that's why I relegate, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember where I was at the time that crazy game happened when we first rolled out the Wildcat and just annihilated the Patriots.
In New England, right?
In New England, yes.
Well, the Parker...
It worked.
It did. And you know, it's nice. It's a gadget play, but come on, man. I want to see it, you know, once a game, maybe twice. And if we run it, can we run it with Waddle?
Yeah, well, I would have said Bowden, but not an option.
Not an option.
Right now.
But, you know, Parker.
Because Bowden could throw the ball if he had to.
Pro Football Focus, okay? Uh-huh. Let's go back to our boys. Parker, number 7 in the entire league.
Wow. Would not have expected that.
His efficiency.
What did they rate Waddle at? Well, he had the.
Waddle, 39 because of the drop.
Drop.
Yeah. Waddle was 39th. Again.
Without that drop.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if we put him up with all the big rookies, they all did pretty well. The first.
Chase looked great.
Looked the best.
That was one of those conversations. Maybe we sneak that in now. I was going to save it for later.
Chase was the best.
If you listen to us, you know we were banging the drum last season during the season, during the off season. Mm-hmm. We wanted Chase. We did not want to trade down. We didn't want to do all that crazy stuff. We saw him as the by far the best alpha, you know, number one receiver, blah, blah,
bar
blah.
None.
Blah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everyone had all their criticism of him and his butt during the –
and the drop passes, which he didn't do on Sunday.
Right. And on Sunday, he looked like the receiver that we wanted.
Yeah. But, you know, Pitts didn't look that good. And Smith looked very good.
Yeah. So
and
Waddle, all three and, rookies,
and
though,
I'm very,
had touchdown catches.
Very happy. Listen, Waddle.
Yeah, we're
Waddle,
happy with Waddle. I
Waddle
don't mean
came
to
in at 39.
Yeah.
And hold on. I'm going to take a quick look here to see where was the other young man
Chase
there?
Smith.
Smith. Well, Anthony Schwartz came in pretty high. The another Miami and wide receiver from Cleveland, DJ Moore. But I'm trying to see the Philadelphia Smith. Wow. No, Jalen was 39th, tied with Waddle.
Tied,
but that's I'm talking about Jalen Reagor.
Yes, I know.
Devonta Smith was rated the 29th best.
And Chase?
Chase, there he is, right, jumping at me at number 16.
Okay.
So it's pretty much what we saw, but still good. 39th for Waddle. And, you know, one of the things, Scott, that I was worried about is Tua is such a nice guy. And I was wondering, and I want to hear what your take is on this. Do you think, you know, Tua feels pressure not to throw too much to Waddle because of this, you know, the Alabama connection and their friends and this and that? And maybe he's just trying to be too fair, because I like to see him hit Waddle with 8-10 passes a game.
I want to see him hit whoever's open.
Yeah, but that's Waddle.
I don't care.
Let's talk about that. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what the separation?
If it's Waddle, fine.
Do you know what Waddle's separation was in this game?
Tell me.
3.2 yards. That's like 10 yards.
Oh, now there's a statistic I've never seen captured before.
Okay.
That's from PFF?
And no.
Where did you see that?
No, I got that at Next Gen. Mr. Parker was 1.8 yards, almost 2 yards of separation. Remember, he was one of the worst in the NFL last year.
Yeah.
So we were getting separation. I mean, Waddle was just tremendous. Tremendous. He's getting such a separation. So, yes, hit him 8-10 times a game minimum.
Yeah. It's just going to be a plethora of availability with Fuller out there. Also, I mean, how does Williams even get on the field when he comes back?
Who's Williams?
That kid that we loved last year.
That got hurt by, when Wilkins jumped on him. Okay. No, he's a, you know, great receiver, but just can't, you know, can't get on the field.
Getting all the way back to what we're talking about with Waddle's first TE.
Second quarter.
Yay.
Yeah.
Third quarter.
Yeah, third quarter, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great thing for a
rookie. You know, and I got to say something about Waddle on that play. Sure. You and I was telling you this from when I saw him in the practice and his behavior. And Waddle is an alpha male. Mm-hmm. And Waddle.
And that's obvious.
And that, yeah, is that. And when you said that.
You know who he reminds me of?
Landry.
Yes.
Me too. And I said this
only
earlier.
Faster.
I said this to Hondo. And Hondo
a lot
goes,
faster.
Hondo goes, he's a lot faster. I go, yeah, but the physicality, the way he got that touchdown, no one was going to stop
him. Attitude.
I don't care if it was Ray
it's
Lewis.
Attitude.
I don't get carried away.
Yeah, well.
I don't care what it is. That kid was getting in. Nose for the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And Tua also missed him. He was wide open in the game.
And by the way, I saw Landry do that yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
But, no one was stopping him. But, he's got still got that
but
attitude.
We got this kid that, you know, with the separation he's getting, oh, man, he's going to take one to the house 60, 70 yards. Before too long. I love him.
I love that. I love that.
I love him. And that separation now, you put that together with a kid that's getting, you know, almost 10 yards of separation. That's sick.
Yep.
I mean, Tua could just throw to him all day long. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't cover him.
Yeah. Well, I'm really looking forward to early and often hitting him for those long balls, hitting him for those slants that end up going the distance because of his speed and his aggression and everything. I want to see that this season. I want him to have a great year, and I don't want to remain pissed off about that trade out that we made, you know, from 3 to 12 to 6. So let that be, you know, we were angry for no reason. And and because Waddle is just awesome.
The best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love to see that.
Yep. It gets ugly from here, Alex.
Yeah.
Our defense is tough.
Our defense is still not bending. And
they're bending. They're not breaking.
They're not breaking, correct.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah, they're bending like hell.
Yeah.
But they're definitely not breaking. And they're holding their own against the run.
Yeah.
But
I have comments like, okay, we're back to Ogba being held every pass play.
We even saw Phillips. No, we even saw Phillips getting held. And
yeah. Apparently, PFF didn't see that.
God, I can't wait for Phillips to come around. They got to get this kid coming around.
I know that won't. Gosh,
it's got to happen.
Still, the difference that will make.
And you know, we haven't touched on this yet, Scott, but our left tackle, you know, Eichenberg, didn't rate bad. I mean, he rated 49th.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that stood out to me was the negative, which was what happens.
Well, let's
usually,
talk about that for a second.
What happens usually with offensive linemen.
Mention what happened.
So he got swallowed up and thrown to the ground and gave up a sack.
Okay.
And it was right there in your face, obvious. He just was steamrolled.
Okay, here's what happened on that play. Mm-hmm. Solomon screwed it up, and he stepped on him. And he was that's really what cost
him to go down.
Eichenberg was rated, okay, as one really a very, very decent job, 49th of all the tackles in football. Pretty decent.
32 teams in the NFL.
Yeah, it was pretty decent. So, first start. Now listen, I blame this entirely on our coaching staff. You got a kid that was a left tackle in college. Didn't play one damn snap in any game.
Preseason.
And now we put him up against we don't put him up against Jacksonville. Okay?
Right.
He goes up against a top 3 defense.
Yes.
Oh, that's really nice of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really appreciate that. And you know, there's a guy named Belichick. You've heard of this guy?
Well, I'll take the opposition on you this.
Okay.
It's A,
well, hear me out.
If Jackson's not playing, it's next man up, and you have to put
the
best person out there that you have.
Okay, but you have to try him out there earlier than never.
I'm with you.
Okay, and then number two is...
It's a fake going against you.
Belichick, man. I mean, Belichick was sitting there going like, okay, let me scheme up against this guy. You know, let's beat up on this rookie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what... obvious, you know, no-brainer. Mm-hmm. So that pisses me off that they exposed this rookie like that. I mean, I just think it was wrong. But he held his own. And Davis on the other side of the pelota, number 23.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. And while we're in that, Dieter came in at 23.
That surprises me.
Yeah, he didn't look that good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Solomon came in at 13. And Hunt at 53.
Wait, what?
Solomon came in at number 13 in the entire...
Are you crazy?
Yep. Not I am. Pro Football Focus is crazy. They rated him the 13th best guard.
Really?
And Hunt, number 53.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
My eyeball test absolutely failed. If you were to ask me... Before you told me that, who played the worst on the Miami offensive line? I would have told you it was Kindley.
Well, these guys, I'm after reading the way they look at the linemen and they judge, they rate these, I really like the way they do it.
You know, you read that to me and it made logical sense. And then I watch a game and then you
Well,
read
you're not
these
watching
things to
every
me.
Play of that guy.
I'm not. Scott. So if it was my job to... And I had real game film, and I spent hours later, you know, watching the game film and really tracking what the whole offensive line was.
I mean, look, if you're a fantasy player like I am, right?
Yeah,
I could come up with you. I could come up and tell you that what a great game, you know, Trevor Lawrence had for fantasy, but in real football, when they break them down, the three interceptions, the shitty passes.
Yeah.
The bad decision, throwing across your body in the middle of the field.
Uh-huh.
He did it. What that stupid announcer said in our game.
Yeah.
That some coach told me that's a bad idea to throw against your body in the middle of the field. Yes. I mean, it was like crazy.
No, that was the one that was...
Coach
told me it was a bad idea to throw down the middle after you've been on the field for too long during a play.
Oh, whatever. It was
what?
I mean, it was one of the dumbass statements. And that was... Yeah. That was...
Yeah, there was a lot
that was Green.
This game. We were having problems.
Trent Green. Trent Green was... Trent Green, listen, in my opinion, he was smoking something. He did something because he was making some of the dumbest statements. The running out
the
clock.
He's not a dumb guy.
Well,
and he's got all the experience of playing.
Well, maybe
it's the number of concussions.
I don't know. I there's something wrong.
Anyway. Yeah, it was not good commentary.
So then
the longer we went, the more annoying it got.
So then we had the fumble right in the game, and that basically sealed the victory for Miami as they were about to go in for a touchdown.
You don't want to
or a field goal.
You don't want to make a. Did we analyze Tua's chuck?
You know, man, it was a bad decision. Listen,
right.
Tua had one interception. Okay.
So I watched that.
Yeah.
Not real game film repeat. And I couldn't tell whether he was chucking it up or whether he actually was trying to throw my, it out of bounds.
My honest opinion,
near a receiver,
he lied. Tua is a nice guy, but you know what? You lied. He did not try to throw that shit away. He was trying to hit Gesicki, knowing that Gesicki's allegedly this big guy that's going to fight for the ball. Right. That ball hit Gesicki not once, twice in his hands.
Yeah.
And he,
well, it actually hit two receivers.
I mean,
it
did?
Two Dolphins.
Gesicki screwed it up twice.
Wilson touched it first. And then Gesicki touched it twice. And then the corner came down with it.
It's amazing.
It was crazy.
But you know, that's the thing.
But Wilson actually touched the ball first.
Yeah, but I don't remember seeing that. But I remember seeing Gesicki, playing like it was a hot potato. And I was like, come on, Gesicki.
Grab it, man.
Grab the damn pelota.
Yeah. And,
But listen, so then when they fumbled, it was a hell of a play by who else? The number four rated cornerback in football.
They were just, this is another smart Belichick. He's like, we're going to know, hey, Mac, you're going to look and see where Xavien Howard is on every play. You're going to eyeball check him. And once you know who he's covering or where he is, you're not throwing that way. Look elsewhere.
But the playmaker always finds a way to make a play.
That's right. And so they weren't challenging him. They weren't throwing on him. He still finds a way to make the game difference.
Mm-hmm.
Made the difference that won the game. After that terrible interception, I thought, we were all pretty glum in that moment. We thought it was over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we felt really bad, and they were driving on us. But, playmakers make play, man. So that's what I say. That's just the way it is. Howard's that kind of guy, and Holland's going to be that kind of a guy. This
is
going to be exciting, man.
And we're going to love Holland.
X-Men.
Yep.
That was great. But then when we got the ball back after that great play by Howard, the offense needed to hold the ball, and they needed to end the game.
And they did. They converted to two. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two first downs. We said it when it happened. I said, we need two first downs to win this thing.
And they did.
And they threw that great pass to Parker again.
Mm-hmm.
Brown actually ran up the middle for, a couple of yards.
Yeah. He handed it to Brown. You go, oh, no, Brown. And then he went for like 5.5 or 6.
Well,
went for
5 yards in the second one. Come on.
Yeah. I was trying to give him a little extra.
Yeah, he got 4 yards in the other one, 5 on 1, 2 on the other. He did it to Brown.
But that's enough.
It's okay. And then we brought, on the 3rd and 1, we brought Mr. Bissett back.
Again.
And he got it. He went again. He died 2 yards.
Yep.
Which is nice. But then we took him right back out. And Tua came back in.
Thank.
And just starts taking the knee.
And
that's the right thing. Had they kept Bissett out there to get the knee,
we'd have negative comments about the what are we doing to
Tua's
mind?
I mean, we're just
to his confidence, to his brain, to his thinking, to
unexplainable,
to his ego.
It would have been horrible, but we didn't. We did it, and we held on, and we held the ball. They never saw it again, and we did something very important. Winning this game, first of all, we predicted it, but it's never easy, man. I mean, rivalry is never easy, but now we're in sole possession of first place, and that makes this next week even bigger, man.
One of our old favorite things to do was to pull up the power rankings. And I noticed today that power rankings were published. Okay, so CBS, ESPN, and the NFL itself.
I'm assuming that it's Tampa across the board.
Nope.
Yay, good. What is it, KC?
So CBS says Tampa.
Okay.
And ESPN says KC. And NFL says Tampa.
There you go, Tampa.
Yeah.
Oh, 2-1.
So
okay.
2-1. Yep. ESPN being the extra special difference.
Okay.
All right. So is there anything that you're interested in knowing?
Yeah, I'm interested in knowing if the Jets are 32 or 31. I'm very interested.
Right.
Inquiry Minds wants to know, the team with no offensive line that just lost 2 more people, that had their rookie that every idiot kept saying was the same as Waddle, who got 1 catch for -2 yards. Yeah. Let's see how well they are.
NFL has the Jaguars last.
Okay, that's fair. Right. That I didn't
But it does not have the Jets second to last.
Boo.
It has the Detroit Lions second to last.
The Lions will beat the Jets.
I think so, too. I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. CBS, we normally like to
but
look at.
But where are the Jets? Like
okay.
30th?
So they also have the Jaguars as last.
Okay, yeah. Jaguars suck.
And the Jets is second to last.
There you go. That's a good rating.
Yep. And just to
which
round
one was
it
that
out,
one again?
That was CBS.
All right, CBS.
Just to round it out, we'll look at the Extra Special Network.
Extra Stupid.
Yep. and they also have Jaguars last, Jets second to last.
There
so.
You go.
Yeah.
You see, and I didn't have to look at that crap. I could probably put this whole. Okay, so what do they have our beloved Dolphins?
So, we have three different ranks on three different boards.
Okay.
If you had to guess.
Oh, gosh. I say we're ranked 10th.
You would be wrong.
Ah, that's a bit too optimistic, huh?
Yep.
Okay, 14th.
Right, because a lot of these people, they'll come in with their preseason rankings,
and they don't want
to be less inclined to change them a lot.
Yeah, I would say we're going to come in at 14 to 16.
Okay, so since I left off with ESPN, we'll start with ESPN. ESPN has us at 15.
Predictable.
Yeah. And, you know, when you look, I always want to check that we're higher than the team we beat.
We better be.
Yeah. And so we are. We are higher than the Patriots. At least we beat them. You know, I honestly don't like looking up and seeing 0-1 teams in front of us, but some of them I get. So, you know.
Yeah, like Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Cleveland is the only example that I can think of.
Well, the Cowboys are ranked in front of us.
I don't see that. I don't see it. They got a great offense, but their defense sucks.
The Packers, who got shellacked.
Their defense sucks.
Their
defensive coordinator.
The Ravens.
Their defensive coordinator has been 4 years. Listen to this, Scott. Yeah. Their coordinator has been 4 years as a coordinator, right? Defensive coordinator. Three times they've rated in the bottom 30. Like 30, 31, 32. So that's the guy they brought in. Come on, man. Those guys are... No, we'll beat them.
I have so much fun.
I think Roger already retired. Is Roger still the quarterback?
I believe that he is, but maybe he mentally retired.
I think he's done.
Yeah.
He's fried.
So
now watch him throw 10 touchdowns.
The NFL actually has the highest of the three at 13.
At 12. Ah, 13. I love that number.
Yeah, yep, yep. It is a great number.
Okay.
I do enjoy it. So, yeah.
All right. On to Buffalo.
On to Buffalo.
Buffalo Wings. Okay. Buffalo season series 61-52-1 Dolphin favor. So that's a good way to start. We got them by a good 9 games. But here's the bad part. We've lost 7 of the last 8 games against Buffalo.
Yeah, hasn't been good lately.
And I am scared about this game. But
well, I mean, in our preseason prediction episode last week, we both predicted a loss here.
I forgot that. But yeah, we did. I know.
So
Let's talk about this game. Last year, we saw a 31-28 game that basically was the first game that Allen went nuts and threw 4 touchdowns, 400 yards, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. We thought it was our defense, but it turned out the entire NFL got scorched.
Yes.
And the second game, he beat us 56-26. We're not going to get into that. But here's the thing.
Throwing up.
Okay. We watch Pittsburgh pretty good defense against these guys.
I could tell that a different linebacker or it went in the 3-4, maybe even 2 different linebackers were bracing him on every play, spying.
It was...
Especially in those situations where you thought he might run.
And he did. And he never got there, man.
He did.
I mean, if you and I knew it, we were sitting there, I told you Allen's going to run this in. And you go, you didn't even say anything. You knew I was right. And he tried. He couldn't run it in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally he would have ran that. Oh, we're talking that play was like in the 5-yard line or so, 4-yard line.
Yep.
He got like a half a yard. I mean, so Pittsburgh really handled him. obviously we're going to study those films. And
we better.
And we got our own Fitzpatrick back there, Mr. Holland. Mm-hmm. I think our team has got can play these guys a lot tougher this year.
I do too.
A lot tougher.
I do too, because of the defense.
The defense.
Yeah.
But
I am still very worried about what our offense can do against them.
But.
All right.
Our offense cannot score 17 points and expect to win against Buffalo.
No. No.
I mean,
we've got to outscore them.
We have to score.
That's how you beat Buffalo last year. You had to outscore them.
If we would have scored.
I mean, yeah, that's an obvious statement if you go to think about it. Yeah, you outscore the other team, you win the game.
That's a Yogi Berra, man. Yeah. If you outscore them, you'll win. But here's the thing. Buffalo is going to score in the 20s minimum. They're going to be 24, 28, 31. That's Buffalo, man. They're going to score on us. So we need to really put up some points. And we need to take the damn.
We have playmakers.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
To get them the ball.
Unchain Tua, man. If he has to throw 50 times, have him throw 50 times.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that. I mean, we don't have a running game.
Slants, crossings, outs, rollouts, you know, a couple of actual down-the-field bombs in the right situation.
That's what we need. And we need to pick and choose.
I think we need to also start paying attention to tight end position. Mm. Why in the hell when Gesicki single-handedly won some games for us last year, was he a complete non-factor?
It's kind of strange that Gesicki was taken out of the game by these guys. And probably, I don't say strange. It's not like, New England took somebody out.
Do you think Belichick viewed him as... He looked at the roster and circled Gesicki, and then that guy doesn't get the ball.
And, you know, they held us to 17. Listen, 17 points, you're going to win a lot of football games. If your defense gives up 17 points for the year, it sounds high. It really isn't.
Yeah.
You're going to win a lot of games.
We held them to 16.
Yeah. We're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah.
We were playing a rookie in his first game ever.
Yes.
I would have liked to have held them to zero. But anyway, they built everything right. They protected him. They did everything. But this game against Buffalo... This is it, man. This is where Miami needs to step up and really unleash Tua. Have Tua passing to everybody. Have Fuller really show the speed he's got. And take the top off that defense.
Mm-hmm. And those max protect situations, the running backs are blocking. But when you're not in one, those running backs should be running patterns every time too. And all of them.
Yes.
The entire plethora.
Yes.
You know, that late release sneak up the middle into a zone when they're running a zone against us. When it's man, they're slanting outside. They're, cutting left or right. You get a linebacker on Gaskin, and he should have the opportunity to smoke him on a
Wheel route.
Thank you.
That's
okay. On a wheel route. It was on my mind, and then it wasn't.
You were always on my mind.
There's a lot. I love your prediction that he's going to set the record for catches. And now I'm rooting for it every week. And I'm like, I want to see the running backs get more.
It's interesting. He got 5 catches. Mm-hmm. And, he basically, I think he was targeted 5 times, right? At this rate, 85 catches for the year. That's the record. And he didn't get a lot of yards. He got like 26 yards, I think it was.
But that will happen.
That will happen.
Yeah.
But,
especially if we're taking the top off the defense.
Yeah. Pro Football Focus had Tua as the 28th ranked quarterback. He, right in front of Trevor Lawrence, Aaron Rodgers.
That's it. That name is there is incredible.
And Big Ben.
Yeah.
But all those guys look terrible, if you really think about it. And that's why Trevor Lawrence, my analogy came to you. About, Trevor Lawrence and fantasy football, man. Because that's where it came from. Because Trevor, look, he's behind Tua. Mm-hmm. That's where he should be. He should be ahead of him. And that's what a lot of people are going to look at him in fantasy. In real football, Tua has a little ways to go or a lot of ways to go.
Yeah.
But I think it's our coordinator and our lack of opportunity. When you have the ball such little, 50 plays, it's not going to cut it.
Yeah. But again, I think the 50 plays is the more the offense's fault than the defense's fault, right? Yeah. The three and outs are going to kill you.
They're going to kill you.
Right. And then, of course, the bend don't break also kills you. So,
Well, I think back to this game, Scotty, we're still predicting a loss, right?
Yes, if you put a gun to my head and said, you have to put your house on this.
You go with your violent stuff again, man. If I put a hammer next to your head.
A theme, I guess.
If I want to smash your fingers.
I'm truly not a violent person.
If I want to smash your fingers, what would you say? Okay. Yeah, okay. If I put the machine gun to your head, you'll say we're going to lose, right?
Yeah.
Me too. I still have that prediction.
But saying that, remember, is not thinking that there's not a possibility to win.
But what's the keys to this victory, in your opinion?
All right. It's the Pittsburgh formula. Uh-huh. It's two things, right? One,
do we have the personnel?
One is you got to spy Allen all the time.
Yes.
Yep. Number two is Stephon Diggs is the name that you circle, and you make sure that he's got X and help on him, because if you shut him down, then those remaining passes have got to go to people
Beasley
that Jones. Yeah, I mean they're not bad players and stuff,
but they're not Diggs.
Right, they're not Diggs. Mm-hmm. So the guy, those are the guys. You know, I don't love the running game. I'm not really afraid of Singletary, and I'm not. Moss hasn't even seen the field; he was out. So. They certainly will be able to run on us. We have not proven that we can stop the run.
No, they can't run.
But they don't have a good running game.
I mean, they got Singletary.
And Daboll.
Singletary.
And right. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. And Daboll doesn't – I don't think he's a great offensive coordinator in the sense of someone that ever wants to strike balance, even when he could strike balance.
They're not going to run. They're going to pass the ball on us. They're going to pass. Yeah. Well, you know what? They got a good passer, and they're going to pass the ball. That's what they're going to do.
So we have a great defensive backfield, and if we can contain him, and if we can, of course, put a little pressure on, Phillips begins to come into his own and starts to apply some of his own pressure, freeing up Abba even more from the double-team type situation. We didn't mention that Davis got put on IR.
He did.
You didn't know?
Nope.
Yeah, they put Raekwon Davis on IR, which
Well, which kind of IR?
The short term.
Oh, good. Three weeks.
Yes. Uh-huh.
God, he looked like he was. I got to give credit to the Dolphins on that, because in our eyeball test, it looked like he was ready to go. Helmet on. He looked like he was walking well.
Yeah, if you read his body language.
It was like, I'm ready, man.
He was yearning to get back out there.
Yeah, but the Dolphins
wanted to.
The Dolphin staff said, hey, listen, you're more important.
We're going to protect you.
We're going to protect. And that's, I think,
term.
The players really going to appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
In the moment, they probably hate it. And then when they go home at night or wake up the next morning, they're like, yeah, that was a good thing.
And by the way, Diggs was rated 47th by Pro Football Focus.
They shut him down.
They shut him down.
Yeah.
And Waddle's,
but he's still that level of talent. So
Waddle's better than him. That's all I can tell. At least for 1 week. He was better.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, but the game is, we can win this game. Definitely win this game. But we're going to have to outscore these guys, obviously, to win, like you so brilliantly said. That's the way to win the game, outscore the opponent. But we're going to have to really have the offense unleash.
Yes.
Get Tua to throw the pelota 50 times. Who cares, man?
Yeah.
Throw the ball, set up the run with the pass, and hit Waddle, man. Shoot, hit Waddle 8-10 times.
Yes.
That's what I want to see.
Yes.
And Fuller, take your shots down the field.
Every time we come out and we hand the ball off to run up the middle, we didn't start that way for once. The game didn't start that way. The second half didn't start that way.
But other drives did.
But other drives
and
did.
And how did those drives
failed.
Work out?
They all failed. All of them.
They all failed.
So don't. Don't do it.
Be creative. Be,
right.
Be creative
when
and
they're
be aggressive.
Selling, when they're selling out on the pass, then you run the ball.
And by the way, Tua was aggressive. Tua and his passing was aggressive. I think given the opportunity, this kid's going to really shine. Hey, man.
We got to give him the opportunity.
Give this kid. I think our team's going to turn the corner. This victory could change everything, man.
If we win, yes. If we win, we're 2-0 and we're ahead of the team that we fear the most.
By and two games.
By two games, yes.
In two games, I mean, that
and there's serious momentum at this point. Mm-hmm. Serious momentum. So even though I don't think that we will win, we certainly have a chance to win. And if we do, it's a fantastic start to a season that we...
And if it's a loss, Scotty, yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. We got a road victory. We got a home loss.
They'll be 1-1. We'll be 1-1.
But you know what would be bad?
The Patriots. Let me give play you the Jets, so no, the Patriots no, will be 1-1.
They have for the Patriots. I'll tell you what would be bad if we get rolled over.
Yes.
Okay.
If they come out and smoke us like they did the last game,
the 31-28, like we lost last year,
that's going to take a chunk out of it.
It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt, man. But you know what? We can live with it. But if they kick our ass like they did in that game, we're in trouble. We're not going to allow it. I don't see that happening, but I said the same thing in the playoff. Dolphins, show me, man. Please go out there, play this game with, you know, I think we could pull it off if we play our game and we're aggressive, we can pull this off.
Agree.
Amen.
All right, my friend. It's been awesome. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming down and joining me this evening.
Always a pleasure, Scotty.
I love doing the podcast. It's a lot of fun.
It's the best.
Go Dolphins.
Go Dolphins.
Two Old Dolphins podcast is proud to be a member of the Dolphins Talk Podcast Network. In addition to our website at twooldolfans.com, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play, we can also be found at dolphinstalk.com. You can reach out to us through our website and email address that's there, or find us on Twitter where we're very active. We have an Instagram account that we post to occasionally and a Facebook page. Our podcast contains the music of two bands. We'd like to thank the original Tartanic drum and bagpipe champions. You can find their music and more at tartanic.net. A huge shout out to Rick DeJesus and the boys of Adelitas Way. Can't thank them enough for allowing us to use their kick-ass rock in our podcast. You can find them everywhere: Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Spotify. And make sure to catch them when they're touring, because they are the best.
Thank you for listening to Two Old Dolphins. Join us next week for more news, analysis, and old guy stories. Good night.
Go Dolphins.